Having passed through these classrooms, he attained the Venusian life cycle. Having attained that, he then became one of the great travelers and teachers, an intelligence who was always ready to obey the directives of his superiors. All thinking men must surely realize that the Nazarene came to this earth with tremendous limitations and on a very, very special, a very, very holy mission. We all like the story of the Star of Bethlehem, and we have been told that this is a true story, and we believe that it is true. We do not believe that the star itself was indeed a planetary body. We believe, though, that it was a vehicle, a practical physical vehicle made of some kind of metal that had weight and that had power, which could be steered exactly and stopped exactly over a given objective in order to cause the deliverance to Earth of a part of the consciousness of a Venusian. This is true. Despite anything which might appear to the contrary, this is true. It's one of the greatest stories of modern times, and certainly are one of the truest. It's also, in one way, one of the most romantic stories of modern times. This intelligence took upon himself the limitation of an Earth physical body in order to carry out his predetermined missions on this earth, missions which had been predetermined for him before he volunteered to come here. Not before he was forced to come here, but before he volunteered, before he offered to come here.